All right, it is 33 minutes after 8 o'clock, and coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Arcata Community Center, it is the Natural Fiber Fair. We've got Connie Anderholm here in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. All righty. So it's time for us to get our fiber.
Right? Yes, it is.
They say fiber is good for you. No, we're not talking Metamucil and high fibrous vegetables. We're talking about like yarn and
like
spinning
yarn,
and
like,
all that.
Like wool and silk and cotton and angora.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So this gets underway both at 10 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday at the Arcata Community Center, and there's going to be lots going on.
Yes, there's going to be lots going on. And what I'd like to do is read the mission statement of the Natural Fiber Fair, which is to
educate
our community about natural fibers and related sustainable handcrafts by providing hands-on access to materials and information. And so that's what we do those two days. All weekend, is we provide different opportunities for our visitors to come and try out the different ways of using these different fibers, which is weaving, spinning, knitting, sewing, dyeing, felting. And there will be ongoing demonstrations all day long, both days.
Now, there are some terrific fiber artists in our community. And it's kind of brought it to the forefront. This is the kind of thing. Knitting is just one of those things that's been around a long time. But there's so much more than that. Obviously, you mentioned weaving and dyeing and felting and all that stuff.
And spinning.
And spinning.
Yes.
Spinning.
Yes. Actually making the yarn yourself.
Well, that's right.
And you'll see demonstrations of this. And in the Fiber Circle, which is sponsored by the Humboldt Hand Weavers and Spinners Guild, there'll be people there with their spinning wheels, and they'll show you how to spin.
Wow.
There'll be people with drop spindles who will show you how to use a drop spindle.
What's a drop spindle?
A drop spindle is a very ancient tool used during Christopher Columbus's time. That's how his sails were made, with drop spindles. And what that does is that takes the fiber and twists it and makes it into yarn, so that yarn can be taken and woven into cloth.
Isn't that like what you do with the spinning wheel?
A spinning wheel is a more modern version of the drop spindle.
Wow, yes. That's more modern.
Yes.
That's the first time I've heard a spinning wheel.
Centuries old, the spinning wheel is,
there,
but it's a more modern version.
Your name doesn't have to be Rumpelstiltskin either.
No,
right?
It doesn't have
That's
to
right.
be. No.
Can anyone spin into gold, though? That's what I want to know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Come and find out.
Well, give that a try. So what is felting?
Felting is taking... It's taking the wool and mainly wool or any alpaca, any fibers with scales, and wetting it and agitating it and making those scales cling together so that you have a cloth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's, you can do cloth or you can do little fairies and animals. We have a woman, Ayala, who is teaching a class on that, and she uses a needle to felt. And she creates wonderful, amazing animals and people. And
fantastic. Now, I've got a note here that there's going to be an exhibit of tapestry by the late Victor Jacobi.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We are very honored to be able to honor him in the community. And we're very grateful to the Friends of Victor Jacobi for loaning us the tapestries that they have in their private collections. They will be on display all weekend.
Fantastic.
And Nancy Kennedy will be there, who is a recipient of the Victor Jacobi Award, and a friend of Victor's. She will be there all weekend hosting the display and sharing her knowledge of all of the different tapestries.
So this is a great opportunity to network with other fiber artists. It's a good opportunity if you've never done it before but are interested in, you know, looking at fiber art. This is definitely a great time to see what is possible.
This is the time. Yes, this is the time to come, spend all day, bring a project that maybe you've been working on and having some difficulty with.
Yeah, get some advice.
Get some advice, someone to encourage you along.
Yeah. Because this is, you know, Humboldt County is one of the hot spots in the country for for art and also fiber art as well.
Yes, yes, very much so.
That's how you can get away with a 2-day fair.
That's right. Yes, yes.
That's right. Yeah, and it's always very well attended. I know my wife Amy absolutely loves the thing.
Yes, she does. It's always a joy to see Amy hop in.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she will be there.
Yeah.
I'm sure she will. And, again, it is Saturday and Sunday. It starts at 10 both days. When does it stop?
It stops at 5 o'clock. Students are free, and they're free because we have sponsorship from the Knittery, Origin Design Lab, Eugene Textile Center, and the Humboldt Handweavers and Spinners Guild.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, I wanted to be sure. And so students do get in free, and children get in free.
Fantastic. And what's it cost for non-students or children? Or non-children?
Non-children.
Non-children and non-students.
Non-students. I guess $5.
Folks, $5.
So $5. Very, but very what that does is that gets you in the door. And once you're in the door, then you have access to all of the demonstrations and classes that the vendors in the vendor hall put on. So.
All righty.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't just eat your fiber. You should play with it as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All righty. Is there anything else we need to touch on?
If you have any other questions that we haven't talked about here,
sure.
Go to the web, naturalfiberfair.com.
Naturalfiberfair.com.
Yeah, and you can still sign up for workshops. We have full-day and half-day workshops with some openings. There are some that are full. But
let's hear about these workshops real quick.
Well, the workshops... Linda Hartshorn, who is also a Victor Jacobi Award winner, she'll be teaching. Crystal Dobbs is doing spinning, so if you want to learn how to spin, we've got that. We've got weaving, spinning, felting classes. So, yeah, visit the website and see if there's something there that you'd like to do. You can also sign up for the day of the fair if there's an opening in the workshop.
Okay, and give the website once again.
It's the naturalfiberfair.com.
Easy enough.
Yep.
All righty, Connie, thanks for coming in.
All right.